Hello, beautiful friends. So today I want to bring you something new, something that I've been working on for a while that I'm really, really excited about. And to kind of give you some backstory on why this is happening, I want to tell you a little bit about my story and where I come from. I grew up overweight my entire life, and this is a really long story, but I'm going to give you the abbreviated version. But because I was overweight and because I grew up the way I did, I dealt with a lot of issues, a lot of insecurities that probably a lot of you are familiar with. You know, I never really felt like I fit in. I always felt like I wasn't good enough. You know, being left out of things when you're a little kid, it's hard to deal with sometimes. I continued that journey of feeling that way all the way through playing college football. I achieved a lot of success through my football career, being an All-American, being one of the finalists for the best player in the position in the country. But even though I was having all success, I still wasn't happy inside. I still was dealing with a lot of issues and a lot of problems because I never dealt with them. I just figured if I worked hard in football and achieved success there, that would fulfill me. That would give me happiness. But I'm here to tell you, it's not true. You know, I never dealt with the problems I had inside of me. After I finished playing football, I went on this journey of, okay, now for the first time in your life, you're 100% in control of you. What do you want your life to look like? For me, I wanted to lose the weight. Like, I wanted to go to grad school and get my MBA and do some other things. But first and foremost, the main priority of my life was I was tired of being the fat kid. I was over 300 pounds my senior year of college football. My body was beaten up. I had 4 knee surgeries in a year. Broke bone in my shoulder, some other injuries. Actually broke my ankle. Through these injuries and being mentally beaten down with it, I made the decision in 2006 to change my life. Within the course of a calendar year, I lost over 100 pounds. And from that, I learned a lot. But once again, I was just putting a Band-Aid on the problem. I was like, you know what? If I just lose the weight, that'll make me happy. No. Not true, because I never addressed the real underlying issue. The real underlying issue was inside. Even though I'd lost 100 pounds, I was still the fat kid. You know, I'm skinny now. I look a lot better. People are saying, hey, you look great. Well, that didn't really matter to me because in my head, I was still that fat kid that never really fit in. And I was dealing with those issues, but I never was addressing them. It was a constant battle for me searching for happiness, searching for ways to fill the voids. And I dealt with this roller coaster ride of losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight, because I would get motivated, I would lose the weight, and then it would come right back off, or right back on, excuse me, because I never fixed this. So when I started actually saying, okay, what's the real reason you're not having permanent success in this? And I said, okay, let's take that same mentality of losing weight and work on the inner you. Let's work on the inside part of you. Let's solve the real underlying issues that you're dealing with. Yeah, you're still fighting that battle of being the fat kid, but there's a way to overcome it. You just have to work on that equally as hard as you work on your exterior. It's really been a duality in my struggle of wanting to achieve more and wanting to better myself, yet in my subconscious is still deeply ingrained, you're still the fat kid. I'm constantly pushing myself, doing bigger things. I grew up a very shy, introverted kid. So for me to even be in front of this camera right now, bringing this to you, is completely out of my comfort zone. When I get on stage to talk in front of people, oh, if I had tried to do that when I was a teenager, oh, absolutely not. I wouldn't have been able to say a word. I would get in front of a TV camera for an interview and just totally stumble and fumble my way through the entire thing because I was so insecure. So I'm dealing with this duality of, on one side, being completely grateful for that struggle. That struggle has made me who I am today, and I'm so thankful for it. It's challenged me in ways I never thought I'd be challenged. But on the other side of that, on the other side of that struggle is the grounding process. Like, even though I've had all the success and I've been able to achieve things I never thought was possible, it still reminds me of where I come from. it still reminds me of where that original fire was forged. And I'm so thankful for that because it allows me to connect with those who are looking to go on the same journey, who are looking to say, hey, I want to change my life. How do I do it? Because I'm not one of these guys that have just, you know, I was born like this. Oh, absolutely not. I was a very shy, introverted fat kid. I used to hide behind my mom's leg in the mall. I was that bad. So I've been going on this journey and it's been great and it's been magical, but I'm still dealing with the same issues. I'm still dealing with that inner fat kid. You know, I'm still that type of person that if I'm stressed, if something negative's happened in my life, give me a large pizza and a tub of ice cream. And if you dare come between me and my food, you're probably gonna lose a finger. It's that bad. And I know those triggers now, so I'm able to kind of handle them a little better, but I still love food, guys. I mean, I love the way food makes me feel. It's a complete addiction for me. And it's been scientifically shown that the same chemical release in your brain when you take heroin happens when you eat a good meal. That's my addiction. And I know it. First step is admitting it. I know food is my addiction. I know that's my comfort. That is what gives me that instant gratification we're all searching for. What I want to do is I want to bring you a podcast. I want to bring you a show where we're talking about those issues. And you'll see my little man's hanging out next to me today, but a lot of this show is going to be interview style. Because I'm a firm believer that, you know I have a story to tell that I hope inspires people. I know that I can go out there and connect with somebody and try to help them if they want to be helped. But there's so many of you out there that have similar stories. You know, I tell people all the time, everyone's got their own version of the fat kid story. They've got their own crap they've been through in life where they've had to overcome. Whether it's growing up in a bad home situation or the ugly duckling syndrome. There's so many things people have had to overcome in life. That's what this show's about. That's why I'm bringing this to you, because I want to not only come from my heart to help you, but I want other people sitting here to tell their own stories, because we all have a story to tell that can help people. It's just dropping that ego and pride, being vulnerable, which has been a struggle for me. I have never been vulnerable in my life until I started sharing my story. So it's encouraging people to be vulnerable and open up about the crap they've been through in life to help others out. Because I know you know this. In this world we live in right now, it's so full of negativity. It's so full of just people tearing each other down. And I can't stand it. There is so many good people trying to do good in this world. But the problem is the darkness out there right now has a louder voice. We got to stop that. We got to bring light to the world. We got to give people hope. That's what this show's about. I'm going to start interviewing people. I'm going to be talking to you about some stuff that I've been through. But through this, I just want to inspire. I just want to help you take your life to the next level. I want to help you elevate your life, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about you really going out there and doing something special to create a better world, to say, you know what, I'm going to leave this place better than I found it. When I was sitting down to think of a name for my podcast, The Struggle Is Real has been the brand I've been working on. My brand is really just me, I guess, because that's, I'm just out there telling my story. So I was trying to think of something that would really speak from my heart, but also just really incorporate all the ideas that I'm talking about in the show. What I came up with, still the fat kid. It just makes sense. You know, it's my internal battle. It's so many other people's internal battle. That can be shown in so many different ways. Still the ugly duckling, still the crappy home life. You know, there's so many things that subconsciously everybody's dealing with that for me, that's my battle. That's what I have to do every day. Like that's the inside my head. That's what's going on. And I'm fighting every day to overcome it. Still the Fat Kid podcast is coming to you. I'm really, really excited about it. Not because of what I'm able to do, but because of the people that are going to be sitting in this couch. I've already talked to numerous people that some of them took some convincing, because being vulnerable is not easy, but some of the stories you're going to hear from this couch hopefully will change your life. Hopefully some of the stories that people are going to tell you, you can identify with, like, man, that's what I'm struggling with. that's exactly what I'm dealing with. And if they can overcome it, and I'm going to give you strategies, like how did my guests overcome what they were dealing with? Okay, well, let's teach people how to implement that in their own lives. It's going to not only show you that, hey, you're not alone. Other people are dealing with the same crap you are, but also how to overcome it. Okay, here's the steps that I did, that this person did, that can help you get to the next level. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about everyone coming together to create a better tomorrow. Stay tuned to Still the Fat Kid podcast. I'm extremely excited about it. I hope you are too. In the meantime, go to robbiediangelo.com. Follow me on all your favorite social media. Also, do me a big favor, and below this video, comment anybody you think would be great on the show. If you yourself want to be on the show, leave me a message. Okay, I'm looking for people from all different walks of life, not just health and fitness, which is, you know, my background. I want people from all different walks of life to come on the show, share their story, and inspire a nation. So leave me comments below, and remember, the struggle is real, but you are stronger.